Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Have known the problems and the struggles we've been through, but we're here, voices on.
And the struggles is because we gave the tech, some of the tech stuff to the tech guy.
Who's the tech guy?
It's that guy who dies every week. He's like
fucking
Kenny. Idiot. Yeah, he's
like
Kenny of South Park. South Park have begun again. He's like our Kenny.
He's got stomach bug.
Yeah, or bug in the brain or whatever.
And all we can say, he said he's ill, he's not dead.
Nah.
But so, we hope.
So birthday wishes.
He's dead to us.
Yeah, but birthday wishes don't come true. That's all it means. it means. All right.
It's Friday afternoon. Football is happening on the weekend. So we're going to look at those. We're going to quickly look at the League Cup, your team.
Yeah, good game. Gillingham should be an easy walk over.
See, I'd call them Gillingham.
Gillingham, all
not
right.
Not Gillingham.
Gillingham.
It's all like right. Some kind of pig with rabies.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, don't eat that Gillingham.
And we seen that man. Eat the man! Okay.
Okay, well, you know, you give me shit. Major League Soccer. What are you looking at that for? New York City versus the Chicago Fire.
No, it's actually... Well, games are on today.
Okay.
Today.
The Fire, hopefully, trying to get some New York action.
You're pretty good at the American accent.
No, I'm not.
I've
been practicing the German one. I've been in Berlin. I did a gig in Berlin.
Yeah, you said it went well.
I didn't have to say that. Yeah, it was good.
No, what do you mean? What kind of... Did it go well or not well? It's
weirdly, the host, Christian, who's really good, German...
Is he religious?
No, he was...
Christian.
It's very good, German comedian. And when you go to Germany as a comic, you think, don't mention the war.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But he was like, right, so we have a vote. He doesn't really talk like that, but so we have a vote. Who is German here? Put up your hand. Do not put up your right hand. We've had more shit about that. And then he was like, this is weird having a show here in a Berlin basement, you know.
Okay.
And then he said, I've got loads of relatives in Argentina, like most Germans.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, they're laughing about it now, you know.
Yeah, of course they must
killing
be.
All those people.
But were everybody laughing, the Germans and the non-Germans?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but I mean, if you're a comedy club, then.
Yeah, but it was fun because the guy in the front, he didn't have a drink. And he said, why are you not drinking? He goes, I've not been thirsty so far, which is quite a beautiful German kind of answer. But he's a big Schalke fan. And Schalke have started with 4 losses.
You know why? Because the Null Fear. The name is 0-4, so they always start the season with...
Okay. Why didn't I say that to him?
you should have. You didn't? You should have said that, of course. Name is Schalke 04. So
they've not won a game, and they're really kind of full on, you know? So
it's a classic club, but they're going to shit us at the moment. Dortmund's doing well, though, as are Bayern.
Yeah, Dortmund won like 6-0 and then 5-1. They beat Wolfsburg.
They look really, really good.
And Bayern, yeah, Ancelotti. said quite a snide remark about it's good to be with a chairman who used to play the game, which is a thing about Flora.
Yeah, but Perez is a bit special. Everybody agrees with that. I mean, he's more interested. I mean, he's probably a good chairman when it comes to, you know, selling shirts and getting people to like your club all over the world, apparently, because Real Madrid is such a huge club and he hasn't, you know, made them smaller. So, but he does meddle too much in politics.
Like, how long do you think you'd last if you were manager there?
Manager?
Yeah.
Day? I mean, what is the background? I am a former player. I had some stature in the game.
No, you just brought in as a real wild card. Right. Would you play to Flora or would you keep to your own game?
Of course I'll play to him. That's the only way. I mean, if I had something to come with, I'll be like, fuck off, I know better. But in that case, he could just be, do you know anything? That question, I don't even speak well enough Spanish to keep conversations with him. I would have to have a translator.
Their beginning of the season came, they drew. They'd won all the games. And they drew 1-1 with Villarreal. And Barca drew as well with Atletico.
Yeah, Atletico. So yeah.
There was a thing with Suarez.
Yeah,
Philip Luis.
Luis, do you ever have gruffs many a times?
Gruffs?
Before? Yeah, you can't say that.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Unless you're reading a book to a child and say, "Here comes Gruffalo." I'll call him Gruffs, and then you get your, eh?
And you get what?
No,
you Gruffa.
Sorry, Dad. Can't listen to this one.
So it's more like you use
gruffs.
More like
he's had. He's had some verbals. He's had some trouble.
Yeah.
They've had some battles before.
All right.
Yeah.
They had some battles before, some gruffs. and then he just, I think during the game, he just said he dived or something. He said Luis dived. And after the game, he just posted a picture with his foot.
Yeah.
And he's done that before, just said Suarez one time or something.
Yeah, he said what goes on the pitch stays on the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit weird as well.
Including skin in your teeth.
Saying it's a man's sport was saying that's a bit awkward thing to say. It's a man's sport. What the fuck does that mean? I can kick you in the face and say, be a man. That's stupid. I mean, honestly, that's stupid. I can understand the argument works if you're a lunatic, but it doesn't work in normal life. The other argument saying what happens stays on the pitch. To a certain degree, I understand that if you go into a tackle and you personally didn't mean to, that should stay on the field. You can't a week later see you in the street say, hey, you tackled me, you idiot.
Yeah.
But that doesn't include the thing he said to Evra, for instance. It's calling me negro was exactly what Blatter said, that what stays on the field. I can't go up and racially abuse somebody for 90 minutes and not expect somebody to be upset. I mean, and you can't do it out in society. I can't walk in the street and verbally abuse somebody for the racial or the homosexual, whatever. I can't do that. So why should I be able to do that on the field? I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah.
What stays on the field? Well, I can keep.
What goes on tour stays on tour.
Yeah. Well, that's stupid as well. You explain that to your wife.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I wasn't unfaithful. I was on tour. I didn't fuck those 10 whores. I was in Vegas.
Look at my foot.
I was in Vegas. What stays? I mean, that's stupid. That's absolutely. So, but I do agree with him that they had a tackle on the field. Posting everything on Instagram is just stupid. Just stop the fucking social media bullshit.
Footballers on social
media. Yeah, but stop it. I mean, if you want to do something, the fun things that you're out.
Politicians as well should stay away from Twitter. It's you know.
But of course,
the fucking Pope's on Twitter.
Yeah, well, of course they're going to be because everybody's on it. So if you're going to promote yourself, you have to be on it. But what's the. Really, is it better for a footballer? For his career, does he get more money or more fans out of having a Twitter account? Maybe he gets more fans, but does that really matter? I mean, what difference does it make? It will be 90% chance that you'll just hurt yourself with it.
Mm.
If you don't do like funny pranks with your mates or your other teammates, when footballers do that, that's very popular. That's a good way to get young, you know, fans to liking you as a club.
I think if you're just
with the Lukaku Bolasi did the other week, you know, the prank. And I think people like this. Like, oh, the good camaraderie, you know, bullshit like that. But this is just pointless.
But if you're just updating what you're doing, I think that's okay. Like,
yeah, sure.
But if you start having your own comments, I mean, Gary Monk, the Leeds manager, he writes things like after the game while we win, and it's just abuse.
Yeah, it's just, I don't see the point with that. I mean, I don't understand why players and managers don't weigh often when they get an uncomfortable question in the media, just stare at them or start doing a cantona, like talking about the seagulls or something.
Yeah, I mean, like Benitez did the other day. Benitez did that thing about, the mouse and the tiger. We are the lions, but you would rather chase the mouse's tail than the tiger's mouth. It was like a real
game. It really doesn't mean that much.
Joe Lolly, Huddersfield player, he went on Twitter and just wrote, Rooney's been dead wood for like 6 years, hasn't he, really? And it was like, oh, should he be saying that?
Yeah, he shouldn't be saying that. I mean, he can be saying that, fine.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help him in any way. It can only be used against him.
Yeah.
Maybe if Rooney becomes his manager in 4 years' time and then he said that shit, maybe like the Barcelona kid who signed for Barcelona and then 5 years earlier when he was 16 or some shit like that, he said something about them and now he got sacked from the contract. I mean, are you kidding me? Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Why do these? I mean, when it could come back and haunt you. I'm not saying that, oh, it's bad, I'm getting upset. It's stupid.
Yeah,
stupid for them. I don't care personally what he does with his fucking life as long as he doesn't play for Spurs. I don't give a flying fuck. I don't care, but it's stupid. Fucking stupid.
What about Messi's out for 6 weeks with a injury?
Yeah, they said first three, but then it went up to I think that must be devastating for them. I mean, they're already trailing Real Madrid, so I don't think that is fun news at all. I mean, that could be devastating for them because, of course, they have a great team, but he's the best player in the world.
Yeah.
6 weeks, that could be, you can drop, even if they only drop 4 points, that could be the title.
Talking of like outrageous outbursts, Mourinho continues just...
Brilliant. He just continues to give.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think he's officially lost it. He's officially a has-been now. I think this season will show he's a has-been. And even if he finishes like second or something, I just think his rhetoric of talking as well is outdated. It's just, we talk about Twitter, social media, behave them there. He just gives media exactly the thing they don't get anymore because they have to dig like in Twitter and Facebook to find this shit like Luis, make an article out of that. But he gives them on a silver platter. He's the only manager almost who gives it so often and so frequently.
Yeah, he's soundbite man, isn't he? But
you know if they lose, if his teams lose, you know you'll get some shit. Yeah, you know it. It's impossible to say he'd be dignified. If it wasn't a useless game or whatever, he'll be dignified. Like they won the league, they lose. He might not say
but
that.
But he used to have a bit of charm about what he did, you know?
Yeah, he used to laugh a little bit, didn't he? Yeah. He hasn't laughed for a fucking year.
Yeah.
He used to be a bit like charming. But he just looks outdated, man. I mean, he must be terrible as a fan for that club. I got to tell you. It's fun when he's winning, you know, but when this happened, you get embarrassed. It's a bit like Kinnear used to be, like, you don't want to hear your man just say a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And the problem is, usually 50% won't agree with you, and that puts you in trouble with your own fans, because 50% won't agree with you. Even if Rooney had been shit, and he would go out and say it, which he won't, 50% of the fans would think, no, I haven't been shit. Why are you saying that? Shaw, everybody don't think he's been shit. Maybe he's right. Shaw was way out of line. That's something you do with your team, in your locker room, in your training ground.
I think that's one thing Ferguson was great at. He, you know, Wenger to a point as well.
Wenger does it too much.
But then he loses it, you know. And you know,
Wenger does too much. Somebody stamped it in somebody's face, decided to see it. And somebody pushed him and said, that's a clear red card.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just too much. It gets ridiculous. I think Ferguson was good at it because he planted a seed in your head thinking, yeah, he's probably right. And he didn't criticise his play. He said the whole team was bad or something like that.
Yeah.
They seldomly play bad, though, to be honest.
What do you think about the football, the League Cup? Because now you've got Liverpool in the next round.
Yeah.
And you'll play youngsters who played quite well against Gilling. Ham.
Yeah, they played really well. And that's why I love the League Cup of getting easy rounds, as long as you play your second string team. The same goes for teams that want to play in Champions League but are in Europa League. What are you complaining about? That upsets your weekly rhythm? Fuck that shit. Play a completely different starting 11 for every group stage game in League Cup, in the Europa League. Same goes for League Cup. If you're in the Champions League, why are you playing your first team players? But now, if you're going to play Liverpool away, they probably will play first team players because they don't want to get. They still want to win.
Mm-mm.
So I think it's a good game to watch for the fans. But I would have loved having our Leeds at home. We could have rotated the whole squad. Even if we lose, it's not a disaster. Because, you know,
it's a way into Europe, though.
Yeah, but we have to believe that we finish in the top 6-7.
Yeah, but you sort of see the sides.
For the other teams, absolutely.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Listen,
exactly.
10 years ago. I was upset when we didn't play our first team in the League Cup. I was like, are you kidding me? This is the easiest way to go to Europe. We won't finish fifth or sixth. It's very difficult back then. But League Cup, you can't win it. It's just seven, you know, it's seven good games you have, and six good games you have, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, of course, for these other teams, well, yeah. If you're not, if you're facing relegation battle, you switch your team, right?
Yeah,
you change your 11 because you want to have fresh team for the league. If you're chasing Champions League, you switch all your players. If you're in between, you should play a stronger squad because just look at the big teams. I mean, all even Liverpool will probably rotate, even though they don't have any Europe. Even they will rotate a bit.
Yeah.
So,
but do you think Mourinho's on a bit of a hiding to nothing, really? Like, they played Northampton, they won 3-1, but
it didn't look good.
No.
They conceded a goal.
They got City in the next round.
They played Rooney up front, and I mean, you know, for me, I don't care. He can play Rooney every game. I don't mind. They're competitors for all the other teams. So if he want to burn the club down, be my fucking guest. But if he doesn't realize that Rooney can't play number 9, number 10, or number 6, or number 4, or number 3, or number 2, whatever fucking...
Number 1, you can put number 1 in there.
Wherever he's going to play, he's a backup player. That's it. To have him on the field running the captain's show when he's so poor is not good for any team to have your captain so much out of form. It just sends strange signals through the whole squad. Rashford comes in 10 minutes and score and goal and assist.
Yeah.
And why is he playing? And he hasn't played the whole season, so why didn't he start him in the League Cup?
Yeah,
I mean, if anywhere he should start him, it's in the League Cup because he hasn't played regularly the other games. Weird. So, yeah, good.
Do you actually think Mourinho could damage some players' careers? Like this season or next season?
I think he can damage a lot of young players' careers. Not damage, but at least...
hold back.
Hold back. And I think he's done that in many a clubs he's been to.
Yeah.
He's done that, for sure. And I think in Chelsea, for instance, I don't think it was a collective, everybody was just accidentally out of form. I think what he... for good, whatever he did, I don't know what he did at Chelsea, but whatever he did that caused that, he certainly hampered Hazard's... because he was really on his way even before Mourinho came. Mourinho came in a brilliant season.
Yeah.
And then he completely stopped there. Now he's not the player outside of Ronaldo, Messi you talk most about. But he was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was. But now he's not even close to it. De Bruyne is miles ahead of him for me. And the ones who doesn't
Naki
agree...
Naki Wells,
definitely.
Talking to players in the who were picked, Balotelli, man. He's got another
second
two
brace
for Nice. Yeah. Four games, two goals. And then he's four goals, two games.
Wow.
And he had some weird thing like 36 games, two goals for the last couple of seasons, you know.
For Liverpool, so... No, I mean, as we said before, it's turning out to be one of those...
Is it a nice story?
It's perfect. No, I mean, listen. When he came to Liverpool the first time, it was annoying that he didn't do any off-field antics, but he looked uninterested in the field. That was a bit annoying. Then after that, at least he's been really seemed to be trying. I mean, media-wise, interview-wise,
Milani was terrible as well.
Yeah, but he was injured for a while as well. Yeah. I mean, that he isn't playing that well, you can have more acceptance with that. But you can't accept is him shitting everywhere, talking a lot of shit, not training, not showing up. That you can criticize, really. This other critique is just like Rooney, but Rooney is playing, so that's why I criticize him. If Balotelli played every game at Liverpool, you would be criticizing Balotelli as well, but he didn't. Now he went to Nice. Seemed to have his head... everybody's saying the last year that there's no disciplinary problem with this guy at all anymore. Not at all. And now he scored fucking two braces. Isn't that a great story?
Four goals in four games or two goals in eight games. Whatever you do. Let's have a look at your... Here, you were ejaculating over my face before when you said that you picked the video. Video should get involved. And video has got involved
It's great
in the
news.
Dutch league.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that they was going to start with this after the international...
Why do you keep leaning back like you're some kind of guru?
Because I am.
You're not.
Haven't you seen the advert I did?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that we're going to do Norrbrunn together as well?
Doing Vorland in Gothenburg.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks, right?
No, it's next week, actually. It's
not next week.
No, it's 2 weeks. It's October the 5th.
Wow.
The seizure is just coming. October the 5th is not next week.
Yeah, but it's like we're coming up to the coming up week, and then next week.
Absolute seizure. What's going on, mate?
Next month, I said. It's coming up.
Yeah, we're doing that. Yeah. That's in Gothenburg.
Yeah.
But video, I think we talked about...
Good promotion, mate. Alpitcher.com, if you want to come and watch Adil Fakki and Al Pitcher live on stage.
That's not a joke. James won't be there because we killed him in a way. But no, we talked about the video he's going to be using in these different leagues. And the first official, he overturned. It was a player on the yellow card. Went in really, kicked somebody. Just got a caution. But then the guy in the fucking van, the CIA, FBI.
It's like a guy with six screens in a van. Freaks me out.
It's just fucking brilliant. It's not a room in the stadium.
So maybe he doesn't hear the crowd reaction.
As well, which is probably good.
You know.
Which is probably very good. Yeah. He won't have the emotional attachment to anything in there. He can say whatever. He's sitting in a fucking
van. And if
van.
He fucks up, he just drives off.
Yeah, that as well. And even if they fucked up and they criticize a referee, it's a good thing for a referee because he can say, like, listen, he sat in the video. He said it was overruled. If he's wrong now, it's the guy in the fucking video.
He can mime driving away.
But hopefully that won't happen because the first time that happens, it'll be a big discussion about that as well. Like, oh, like, listen what this has led to. Some Blatter will come from nowhere and say, I told you so.
It was PSV. It was against PSV. They went on and scored three more goals and absolutely thumped them. But
so he got a red card, this guy, for that. And apparently it seems to be correct. And he did it within seconds, straight after sitting in there, like 3 seconds later, he said, no, it's a red. And then referee just said, no, it's a red card. Yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, I mean, I can't.
Do you think that can be overturned the other way? Red card and then.
Of course, anyway. Everything.
That's going to be weird.
Listen,
that's going to be a weird emotions. Like, he gets a red. He's looking at the screen. He goes, no, 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 you got it wrong, mate. It should be a yellow.
I haven't found if there's an X. It must be a time limit. I haven't really seen what it is. For me, it should be quite a long time. But it won't be, of course. For me, it should be 10 seconds. That's quite a long time. You'd be able to. I could go up to 20 seconds, but I do understand you need to compromise. So 10 seconds, I have to say, I think they're going to fall at a 5 and probably practically use it at 3.
But you still think it's all right if the referee sees it, goes, wow, straight red.
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The
beep of the horn.
But that's the thing you got to change. The referee, when he reacts in those situations, first of all kind of players always react. So you have seconds so you need to talk and stuff.
He's not saying anything.
As soon as that happens, he sees that challenge. He goes up there and he says, wait, and he just blows his whistle. He knows the play's got to stop, right? So he stops play, and from he stops play, he's got 10 seconds on him now. And hopefully he'll go straight up to, I think that's a red. Is it? And if they were just watching it and it was blatant red, they all will go, it was blatant red. But if they were unsure, during that time, as soon as he put a whistle into his mouth, his job, the referee is there to strictly watch that second, just watch what happened. Go back 3 seconds and watch it. That's all he's going to do. Because as soon as the whistle blows, that's all. He doesn't need to watch the game. He doesn't need to understand who's on top, who's tactically going. He just needs to be focused. As soon as he blows his whistle or not, he needs to go in there.
But what? Okay, here's something. He gives a yellow to the guy.
Yeah.
No, he gives a red to the guy. The guy goes, fuck, pushes the guy out the way.
Yeah.
The guy overturned it to a yellow.
Yeah.
Now does the push get involved?
Yeah, he gets a red.
Okay.
Because that's still a bad reaction. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know, but it's quite...
Yeah, but the ref can do... Listen, it's the same thing as if a ref gives a red card for somebody that's wrong identity, that guy kicks him in the face.
Yeah.
He'll still get a suspension for kicking him in the face, but the other red card will get rescinded. It's the same thing here.
Yeah, but...
It's the same thing here.
Yeah, I know, but it's emotions, isn't it?
It's emotions. Yeah. But if you... Listen, what do you want us to do? I mean, it's going to be holes in every kind of thing, but is this not a bigger hole than completely destroy a whole tournament, couple of... I mean, can you imagine? You'd be 2 years qualifying for a World Cup, get there, and some fucking bullshit like they didn't see the ball cross the line, or he didn't see him fly kick him in the chest, or whatever bullshit. And then fucking, and then 2 years later, oh, they were the champions. Were they really? Were they?
Yeah, but
they won on cheating. Is
but he's given a red. He's walked off. As he walks past their manager, he punches them in the dick.
But if you're a fucking idiot who punches people in the dick, I don't care if the ref was wrong. You're an idiot. You need to get the fuck out of the field. What is this example?
So someone,
all the examples kick
someone
in the nuts.
So someone could get a second yellow, could get like two yellow, goes, no, could get a second yellow. It has to be a straight red. Straight red, walks off, gets back to a yellow, punches a guy in the dick, gets another red, and then argues the referee about fucking the confusion, the emotions.
Yeah,
he can, and he gets another. So he's got three. He's going to get three reds and a yellow.
Yeah, that could happen.
You're an idiot, mate.
Okay, and same thing can happen here. The referee gives a penalty when the other guy dived. The rest of the team gets so upset they kill everybody. They kill the ref. They kill the guy who died. Now you murdered two people because you didn't have.
What about the fans' reaction though? What if the fans riot? And then they change it to a yellow.
Listen. If they don't riot when people do stupid, because sometimes ref do things that everybody in the stadium are thinking, "What the fuck are you doing?" They don't riot then. Why would they riot when actually somebody didn't make a split decision? There's actually sitting some sweaty dude in a fucking car with a video. Nobody can complain that he doesn't watch the thing.
Sweaty guy in a van in a video. That doesn't sound good, mate.
No, but that's what's going on.
But what? But you think the Premier League is rigged because you always say, bought referee. So he's going to have a speaker here from the van a speaker here from the mafia.
Of course, I don't really think that every game is rigged. I'm just saying that I don't know which games are rigged or not, or where there's any foul play. And we always.
The opinion of Adil Fakir.
We've been going around saying that there's.
Totally Swedish football mafia.
And there is no corruption when we were young, right? Then all these things come up with betting sites and blah, blah, the players are involved. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than you believe. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying all the games are rigged, but we don't know. We have no idea which ones are and not are. And there's a possibility of doing it with this system. Because you can always say, oh, it was just a mistake. I didn't see it. Now, you have to bribe the ref, you have to bribe the player, and you have to bribe the fucking guy in the car.
You've got
to
get in the van.
You got to get in the van now as well. So, I mean, it makes it more difficult. It's like having, like, saying that, oh, it's just a nice neighborhood. I don't want to have alarm in my house. It gets so weird, I got to take the alarm off.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All the time. Yeah, but what's your... But you can't complain then when you get fucking people coming into your house. You say, oh, I get robbery once a week, but if I put the alarm up, sometime I might forget to put it on, my baby wife might wake up and start screaming. That's not good. Fuck the alarm. That's stupid. Of course you're going to have an alarm system. This is the alarm system. The guy in the fucking van.
Are we going to get to a point where we've got someone watching the guy in the van?
Yes.
Making sure he makes the right decision.
I mean, listen.
But you're going to have security around the van.
Sure.
It's creating jobs.
He doesn't even have to be by the stadium. He could be fucking in Timbuktu watching the game if he's live. If he's good enough. But I mean, I'm just saying that of course this should be available for them. Then how you set up the rules, it's a different thing. If you say it needs to be within 5 seconds, if you say they can't overturn red cards, nothing to do with free kick, I don't care. Just get it fucking in. That's what she said. Just get it in. I mean, it's simple as that. I mean, anybody arguing against this is a corrupted fuck. There's no other argument for it. You can't tell me that that's not the only argument. Saying that you lose time and shit, that's a lie. Then those same people should be for red cards on every player who says anything to the referee, because that takes time. That takes the most time. Fainting injuries, take them off, red card. If you are so obsessed with fucking time wasting, why don't you get the level down of goalkeepers can hold the ball for 5 seconds. Fuck that, make it 3 seconds. Throw in within 5 seconds, otherwise it's a yellow card. Do that shit then if you want to take the fucking time down.
But does he, if he's not watching the game, he or she, say something like Suarez biting the arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't seen, was it, straight away, until he kind of started giving it the whole,
Yeah. Even on the replay, you couldn't exactly know if it happened, So he would have let it go then.
Okay.
But then, I mean, as we said, he's only got 5 seconds. You can't...
But we're going to get like cricket, where the third umpire comes up and goes, wicket! That's what they do. On the big screen, when there's a challenge, they go... Is it out? And then the person... And it takes quite a while.
Yeah, all right.
And then they go...
It's a real sport then, anyway.
They go out, and then they go...
Yeah, of course. They have...
Out.
They have...
Gone.
They have breaks all the time. So there's... Of course, it's normal for them to let it be. But... In football, they're obsessed with this time bullshit, with this thing that he can't stop play. Well, I agree with you. I don't want plays to stop. But it stops all the time. And it stops especially because of the players. And they don't get yellow carded or red carded. This season, they said they're going to be tougher on that. Yeah. So early on, a couple of games, they were tougher on that. Kind of haven't seen it happen again.
No. So consistency is not happening.
3 games are on, and they were showing yellow cards for people who talk. Yanusai got it as well.
Yeah.
But you don't see it. You don't see it every game. So if they're complaining about the time issue, that you need to fucking look at where the time really goes. It goes to feigning injuries.
Yeah.
It goes on slow substitutions. It goes on players fucking talking about it wasn't a free kick when it was. It's about I didn't touch him, he did. All that shit takes time. If they stop doing that shit, and instead of having those seconds be available for when it really matters for the fucking VAR referee to watch it, shut the fuck up. So that will stop as well. They can complain as much as they want to. Say, you didn't touch him. And then he hears, yeah, he fucking touched him. And then you know, you're a fucking liar as well. I mean...
Okay, what about this one, right?
They should get a yellow card for saying they didn't do stuff and you caught on camera split second. If they said, I didn't touch him, and then you see in the camera, he fucking did elbow him. Red card, motherfucker!
Okay, decision happens, right? Goes. Is it a goal? Don't know. He says, it's a goal. What? Didn't hear it. Someone firebombs the van, right?
Yeah. Well, obviously you can't really...
What happens then?
Well, I think if the car gets firebombed, they should stop the game. Because, you know, it's like saying... It's like in the middle of the game, and the phone call comes to the audience. Like, they're playing in Paris, right? And they said, fuck, everything around Paris is burned up. Literally everything.
You could have used another city.
We're the only place in the city that... Let's keep on playing. I mean, they'll stop the fucking play. They burned the van down. Is this some kind of change the game shit?
Talking of fires, you saw a big fire... the Royal Academy?
Yeah,
about,
it was fucking weird.
And then you...
I actually thought that we were in a terrorist attack for a while.
And then you looked over and Gruben was on fire at one stage, or near Gruben.
Yeah, it could smoke, because I was in this apartment high up, so I could see the entire Stockholm.
High up, yeah.
Yeah. So we first saw the Academy school burning. We thought, what the fuck is that? It's burning. And we looked at the internet, it was burning. Several hours later...
The internet was burning.
As well. Yeah. knit. So, and then after a while, we hear this boom, boom. I was like, that's fucking, that's a loud sound. What was that? What was that? Honestly. So we went up to, and now it's darker. And you can still see it's burning by that building. But miles away by Gluben, it's burning as well. We're like, what the fuck is... I even tweeted, like, was that an explosion? What the fuck's going on? Nobody answered, must have thought of... And I misspelled it, like, in five places. The explosion. You know, I just fucking panicked and wrote it quickly. So it must have looked like...
Disclosure is the bomb.
Yeah, it's the yeah. I shouldn't write anything about explosions, I just realized, anyways. It's not... Especially misspelled, because... Did he say he's exploding? Did he say that he... And then it was apparently AAK and Hugh Gordon.
Yeah.
Where Hugh Gordon lost 3-0 and AAK kind of did a salute for the elderly.
That was the other game. That was the game beforehand where they
brought out. What did they do then?
As mascots, they brought out the oldest fans.
Slowest.
It's like Cocoon. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, of course I've seen Cocoon.
So they were confused whether Benjamin Button could come out. Let's have a look at this weekend's fixtures. It's Friday. Don't forget to change your football manager thing. United versus Leicester City. That's the early game.
And Drinkwater, same time linked with United. Yeah. Everybody seems to be linked with United as soon as they lose a game.
Ranieri said, ding, 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 dong. Yeah. I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah.
Big game for United, actually, because Leicester, for me, you know...
yeah, they had a... They did lose in the week against Chelsea in the League Cup after leading 2-0. So that...
Yeah.
But they must be hungry for revenge there. But they did have a good game in Champions League. But might actually suit Leicester to, you know, be able to be on the counter-attack this game. So didn't work at Liverpool, though. But it's important because if United lose this game...
Yeah.
Wow, he's in the pressure.
Yeah.
Early pressure for him.
Bournemouth at home to kind of high-flying Everton. They're looking great.
Looking very good. Only one draw, then the rest wins.
That's what I said. It's actually it is a quote. It said if he did actually say if he met Wenger outside
Mourinho.
Yeah. If he met him outside, he would break Wenger's face. That's quite weird, eh?
Yeah, isn't it? Of course.
He's in a book that claims that.
We haven't even talked about that before, but he's got a perfect porn star name as well.
Who?
Mourinho. More in you.
Okay, let's have a look at what else we've got.
It's more in you.
Yep, got it, mate.
It's more than more in you.
Liverpool, Hull City. Interesting.
Yeah, there should be a walkover
again.
For Liverpool, but
it should be. Yeah, Middlesbrough, Tottenham. You'd be confident there going to Middlesbrough.
Yeah, but this started well enough as well. These are games you have to win, of course, if you want to be in the top four. So it's a bit. Small challenges for all teams. Let's see who will drop on. What Stoke needs to get themselves together. If they lose against West Bromwich at home, I think Mark Hughes' job is under very intense scrutiny. It's already a bit talking about it. If he loses at home like 4-0, I think he'll get the sack straight away.
Tony Pulis is the manager for the 1,000th time. And where does he go? To on this landmark? How fucking weird is it? He goes to Stoke City.
And he might... actually put him out of a job.
Nah, I think he's safe after last week's victory.
No, not Pulis. I'm talking Stoke.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry, yeah.
Mark Hughes. I think... I think just this start point-wise, I don't think you need to sack him, but they've had some horrendous results. I mean, really horrendous. Conceding 4 goals against those teams, it's just not good. So I think that if he loses big at home to West Brom, who doesn't score usually, he's off.
Wow, nah, too early, mate.
4-0. Nah. If West Brom win 4-0, he's off.
He's in trouble.
No, 4-0, he's gone. Sacked straight away after the game. That's today's football. 6 games on, no points, and 3 humiliations. Yeah, you're off. You're off.
What, are you in the van now, or is this a fact?
This is a fact. Okay. If I was in the van, I'd say, wait. Yeah, he's off.
Firebomb.
Yeah.
Sunderland, Palace, every week.
Yeah, it's on every week.
Sunderland really have to start.
Same thing for them.
Yeah.
I think Moyes, same thing there as well. I mean, he can get an early axe.
He won't get sacked until like January. Stoke will keep with Hughes until November.
Yeah, but it depends what happens. If they lose 3 games more in a row, that means they're up in about 8 losses in a row. You're out. I think.
Oh, here we go. The eight losses in a row.
Yeah, but eight,
what was the one?
Nine losses. You believe you won't get sacked with nine losses. Yeah. I said you will get sacked at any level with any team with nine losses in a row in today's climate. Maybe not now and Pep, because it's so early, it costs so much money. You know? So Pep might not get sacked nine games losing in a row. But you have to agree, if Mourinho now, after Northampton loss, gets nine losses, straight losses, he'll be out after six. Because what he will create after six losses, the fucking shambles and the fucking shit that will happen, he's out of the fucking door. I think any team with nine losses in a row, even if you're in Hull or in the bottom or whoever, nine losses gets you sacked. Because if you like lose three games, draw three games, you feel, it's happening. Nine losses, it's just gone. It's gone. You can't win. You're out. You're out of the fucking... You need drastic changes. And
is that the same if you're working in an animal hospital and your koalas are giving birth and you lose nine koala babies? Sacked.
You can't sack them because the joy of watching them try to create the babies is unbelievable. It's so slow.
Koala porn.
Yes, koala porn. It's like, it really takes the time. They sleep for a while, while they're doing the sleeping, you're thinking, is they fucking or they're sleeping? And you just look at it, you're like, no, they're sleeping. Nah,
they sleep for 20 hours a day. Yeah,
because
eucalyptus. And then Swansea, Man City. Again, everybody's got to watch out for this complacency now. I think Klopp mentioned it. All these big clubs now, Man City. But I don't think they will with Guardiola. Liverpool could go that way. And then Arsenal-Chelsea is the late game. That's a beauty.
That's
it was a beauty like 3 or 4 years ago. But
it's still a beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because it's a derby as well.
Yeah.
I think Arsenal-Chelsea is even much more fun to watch than, maybe Arsenal Liverpool for that sense, because it's a derby game as well. But yes, of course, it's the game of the round. United Leicester is a good game, but that is amazing. And it's funny. Chelsea started really well. Still been doing all right. Won the League Cup, but lost to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Arsenal started off bad and now looks really well. So we'll see who kicks off here as well. It hasn't been that many big games now, have they? It's been the derby, the Manchester derby. But then straight after that, Manchester kind of just... I mean, United just fucking had a horrible time. So, what do you think? Arsenal-Chelsea, what do you think is going
to
happen?
To me, it just depends on what Arsenal turns up. If they're up for it and, if the referee doesn't book the wrong guy again. Remember that one? When he booked the left back. What's his name? I'm having a seizure here.
Gibbs,
and he thought it was Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The man in the van.
Yeah, could have
sorted that out before being firebombed. let's have a look at Sunday's games as well. I think there's something about West Ham. I think West Ham are playing Southampton, yeah. And weirdly, here's the little clicker here. West Ham, Antonio, that was his first goal he ever scored, was against Southampton. So, your favourite player. I always look up for Antonio.
He probably gets seven goals. No, as I said, we have to... if you just listen all of a sudden, you think... It's not that I think he's a shit player.
No.
I just...
You can't believe it.
I just can't believe that he's not... if you look at his stats, then he looks like... Wait, is this guy a right winger? Yeah, he played some right back. He got these goals playing right winger and right back?
Yeah.
It's like... Yes. Well, who is this? Is this the best player in the world? I mean, if you look at the stats, it looks amazing. He's not that brilliant when he plays. But
big game for West Ham as well. They're at home. They're really, really going to pick up some results.
We're talking a little bit similar there as well. If he gets a hammering...
Especially after the Europa League kind of exit as well. It was so tame and so sad,
Just doesn't... I mean, it must be worries. I mean, that must be the biggest worry for you as a chairman... That you have a manager, but nobody in the team, they lost confidence in
it. If you've lost the dressing room,
you lost the dressing room, I think it's over.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of over. How many managers have you heard in the memoirs or anything? Right, like I did lose the dressing room. I've never heard this story. I've heard all stories, all kinds of this smacking the players or agents and blah blah blah. Chairman fight. You never heard a story saying a manager went into a club. Completely lost the dressing room for a while. We lost six games in a row.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to listen to me. And then I fucking had this speech
Then we started to pick up results, and by the end of the year, everybody loved me. You never heard this story.
No,
ever, but in any country.
Weirdly,
by any manager.
Guardiola came out with a Yaya Toure thing and said he must apologise to both him and his agent.
All right, talking about that, we forgot about that, which is an absolutely amazing story. That guy is the biggest lunatic on the fucking planet, Seluk. Seluk, his agent, Yaya Toure's agent, is by far the biggest lunatic in world football. Who isn't, you know, politician. I mean, agents and players.
Yeah.
Absolutely ludicrous behavior. He said, before Guardiola said he needs to apologize, he said that Guardiola needs to apologize to Yaya Toure because he was here before he came.
Yeah.
He should play him. What that means that he should bench somebody else. He shouldn't apologize. That's not disrespectful at all, apparently. And then he also said that he needs to apologize to Joe Hart because he didn't show him any respect. He needs to apologize to Zlatan Ibrahimovic. So basically, everybody who doesn't play for their reputation under the manager...
He's apologized to me.
He needs to apologize. Which is the first thing you say is the stupidest thing a manager or anybody can do is let somebody play because of reputation. That's the first thing you say is a bad manager. And that's exactly what he's getting criticized for. Seluk is a lunatic and he's destroyed his client's career. Maybe he got him...
Toure's quit from international football as well. He's missed out on the Champions League
squad. No, his career is over.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's his career over. Basically, he was over a year or two ago when he decided to quit football. Because that's what happened. He's basically quit football. He doesn't care about football. He cares about money. And he made it blatantly obvious over and over again. When Guardiola was going to come to City, the lunatic agent went out again and said, that's over for Yaya Toure. And everybody knew it kind of is. Because he doesn't rate him. He's getting old. He's not as good as he even was before.
Yeah.
When he was at his top, he didn't play when he was at his best. Now he's not even half the player he was 3 years ago. So he knew that he wouldn't play him. Still gives him kind of a chance. Not in the Champions League team. Could still sell him or go out on loan. Didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going and saying like Schweinsteiger, I'm going to fight my way in. He says he needs to fucking show him respect and apologize. What does that mean? He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play. He's not interested in playing. He's interested in picking his money up as long as he can. And, you know, fair sport to you. If that's what you want to do, they sign a contract with you, fine. But don't go out and fucking saying all this shit because it's not true. You're hurting real footballers. Guardiola, at least he's a fucking football man. This guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. It all came from a birthday cake thing as well.
It started. Yeah. It started there, but he's always been dodgy. He was dodgy when he left Barcelona as well.
And
he started already there talking shit about Guardiola. And these agents, I mean, if they want to do the best for their client, how is this? Nobody can think this is good to get the. Everybody's going to look at Yaya Toure thinking that agent follows. Everybody going to look at Yaya Toure thinking, does he even want to fucking play? If he's not in a good mood, he'll just stop playing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because that's what he's shown. And no, what an idiot. And I don't understand when this happened, that agents have so much power in the world football all of a sudden. I don't understand when the fuck it happened.
Oh, Pogba's agent made something like 10 million, 20 million?
Mino Raiola. And the same thing with Zlatan. He probably made like 50 million, he probably made like 25 million pounds this summer. Yeah. What is going on? For what? What does he do? What does he do?
He prints out the contracts.
He goes and talks to them how much money he's going to get, right?
Yeah.
That's all he does.
You could do that as well when you get sacked as Real Madrid manager. Burnley-Watford is the Monday action game. If you...
Yeah, it's an odd fucking game to
put
on
It is, yeah.
I'm sorry. No disrespect. But, I mean, I usually complain that the only games that went on telly for years was United, Arsenal, Liverpool in Sweden. But this is just ridiculous.
Burnley, Watford. Also, Swansea, big rumours about Giggs, but he says there's been no approach for...
No, I mean, it won't be an approach while they still have a manager.
Yeah, but he's not in a comfortable place
either. So, I do believe the rumours that if he gets sacked, they might get Giggs.
Yeah.
And I base that a lot of the reason how their earlier managers has been.
Yeah.
I mean...
Rodgers
was new... And then when Laudrup came in, he was still pretty new to the English game. They take risks with managers. They want to play a certain way, yeah. Question is, Giggs, what they don't know is how he plays. Nobody really knows
how
he plays. If you're thinking how he was as a player, then yeah, he'll play. But then if you think, who's he been taught by? Ferguson is one, but then Moyes and Van Gaal. Yeah. You're talking destructive football here. So we'll see. But that's interesting. It will be fun to see Giggs come out and be a manager. I always like when ex-players become managers. You know, you how old... No, it's fun for you. Maybe not for the team or sport. Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea at all for a premiership team.
Some of them shouldn't.
For a premiership club to give a job to a rookie manager is absolutely ludicrous. But then you see the Peps, and then you see the Pep of the world.
You see the Pep. That's all you see, mate.
Yeah, but Diego Simeone was similar there as well. So it happens that somebody comes straight.
But a legend of the club as well is a bit strange when they sort of gave it to him as caretaker, and there was big talks, and he was a bit pissed off that he didn't get the job. Giggs.
Well, I think it's absolutely stupid to have given him the job.
Yeah.
Caretaker, I think, was a perfect thing to do. And if he wants to become a manager, I think it's great on you, man. He can't stay on assistant United for ages. He needs to get a job someplace. But even in his world, he needs to understand that it's the stupid thing to do is take the United job. Because if they take the United job and fails miserably, of course he can come 15, 20 years later, but it's always going to be a problem there. So what he should do if he wants to be a United man, because it's such a big club, he needs to go out and get experience. And maybe, of course, for him, he'll jump on taking a premiership side straight away. I mean, of course, he should say yes. Whatever job it is in premiership, he should just take it. Even if he fails, it's still experience. And he can take another job in championship and build his way up. But I don't see the point of teams giving it. That's a big risk, man.
Yeah.
It's a fucking big risk. You're talking about millions of pounds are online because you just want to... guy you liked when he was younger.
Biggest game of the weekend, Huddersfield Town. They go to Reading. We're still top of the league. I don't know for how long, but we're still top. And we go there. Reading, managed by Yup Stum. So, and they've got a bit of momentum. They're playing really well at the moment. They had a good win.
But you're top of the league.
Yep, but they had a good win. They're like sitting sixth or seventh. So it's going to be a tough game. Taking 1,000 plus there. Wagner was on the radio the other day. He just says the right things. He's like Pochettino. He just, you just cannot not like him.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think with Klopp, you have this guy that says mostly the right things, but he's got this super charm as well and funny. So you like him for every reason.
Yeah.
Wagner is a light version of that. He's a bit like Poch, I think.
Yeah.
A few times I've seen Wagner, he's a bit like Poch will just tell you not that much, but everything in what it is. You know, how long is the injury? I don't know. We'll see the medical staff. Oh, is it 3 weeks? He said, well, I can only say what the medical staff said, and it's something like that. I don't know. We have to wait and see. Yeah. Is it 3 weeks? We have to wait and see. I don't know. How is
brilliant headline was in one of the papers in England. It was about Kane, and the headline was, Kane out for 3 months. And then the byline underneath was, Pochettino saying, we can't tell until he's had the scan. Yeah. Like, it's like, what? What ridiculous journalism. This has been 151. We'll be back next week, maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday. But keep listening. Thank you so much for listening to us. And we'll have the funeral arrangements for James as soon as we know that.
I ain't going to put a penny into that. So okay. It's not social.
We'll just burn him. We'll put him in a van and burn him.
Yeah, we'll burn him. Yeah, in the van. That's a good idea, actually. Because it won't melt down so easy, so you'll burn there for a long time. Just put a lot of like gasoline and stuff in there.
Yeah.
Can you burn somebody up? Do you have to like have...
It's also Champions League next week, isn't it?
Do you have to have like a special place where you burn like when they die? Or can you like privately burn somebody to the ashes?
I think you need some kind of...
The skeleton won't burn that easy, right?
No. No, you need some kind of acid. Why are you thinking about it?
No, I'm just good to know.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know if you're in that situation.
You never know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
But now that you've said this is going to be used in evidence.
I can't see any, normal, everyday scenario when that would happen. But I can imagine it in so many ways in not everyday scenarios. Like somebody comes down, 10 people tries to kill me now, somebody drops like a gun, I shoot them, I realize, fuck, these are government people, and if I'm someone with this, they're gonna freeze me in the moon base of moon and then rake me with
money. Wow. When I was in Berlin, I was on the U-Bahn, and these guys came on, these two guys, they ran on as the train went off. Guy goes to the back of his trousers, pulls something out, goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Was he Yaya Toure?
Right, he goes, I'd apologise first. No, he goes, oh, and I was like, oh, fuck. And he was taking tickets, like chicken tickets.
What did this man look like?
White with blonde hair.
Oh, really? Okay, then.
No.
I was like, great, that's good. That's actually good then, because that means you're afraid of everybody. What did he look like?
Well, we all know. So, thank you so much.
Like me or like Kojo?
Like you.
All right.
But it did freak me out.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Keep listening. We'll be back next week. Thank you. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.